Iraq today does not possess weapons of mass destruction. Iraq today does not possess the means to produce weapons of mass destruction. And I say this as someone who is at the forefront of the effort to get rid of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction from 1991 to 1998.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Those who make war against the United States have chosen their own destruction.
No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of